Good morning. It's Monday, May 8th. 47 degrees in the Twin Cities. Southeast winds at 9 miles per hour and light rain. My name is Marcy, and this is KQRS-FM, KQRS-AM Golden Valley, the Twin Cities album station. The next Sunday night, KQ Comedy Hour will present a special conversation with one of America's foremost funny men, Mel Brooks. That's next Sunday night at 11:30.
Schoen Productions presents Live, the great Jefferson Starship for one super concert, May 13th. Jefferson Starship, live in concert, Saturday, May 13th at 8 p.m. at the St. Paul Civic Center. Tickets for Jefferson Starship are $6.50 in advance and available at all six wax museums, Fancy Colors, Harpo's, Positively 4th Street, MSA2, all three Midland Records, all Third Stone Musics, 3 Acre Wood Records, and Northern Lights. Plenty of good seats are still available.
Alive and loving it.
If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right.
Rod Stewart from his latest Footloose and Fancy Free.
If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life.
You can also let a little southern winds blow some love your way from Maria Muldaur. Southern Winds from Maria Muldaur and Footloose and Fancy Free from Rod Stewart. Both from Warner Brothers Records and Tapes and specially priced now at all five Third Stone music stores, including the newest Third Stone on Fremont at Lake Uptown. Stop by and say hello. Natural cedar interior, plants, and some fine people to help you find what you're looking for. Whether it's records, tapes, waterbeds, or paraphernalia. You'll find that's true in any Third Stone. Navarre, Hopkins, Richfield, Bloomington, and the newest Third Stone on Lake at Fremont. Town.
The following announcement contains certain serious inaccuracies. We apologize for these and hope they will not spoil your enjoyment of the announcement.
Thrill to the music of Burt Bacharach!
See Mark Spitz in his first all-comedy swimming role!
See H.R. Haldeman as Biffo the Wonder Dog!
And Paul Newman and Robert Redford together again as the back legs of Bette Midler!
Yes, they're all in! Monty Python and the Holy Grail!
We apologize again for those inaccuracies.
Ah, yes, it's time for the movies. On May 12th and 13th, you get two for the price of one. Yes, a zany Monty Python double feature. For only $2, you see The Holy Grail, and also, and now for something completely different. That's Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at midnight at the Plitz North Star and Plaza in St. Paul and Brookdale in Minneapolis, and 12:15 at the Skyway in downtown Minneapolis. Oh, yes, again, we apologize for the preceding accurate information.
Need somebody. Hello, this is Ed White of the Minnesota Vikings. Project Concerns Walk for Mankind last year had 9,200 people supporting their fight for poor people of the world. You know, this year, Saturday, May 13th, we all have an opportunity to help and support this cause. There are two locations, Bloomington and White Bear, where the walks will begin. Join KQ, myself, and my family in walking for other people.
The KQ Walk for Mankind. Come on, walk with us this year. And if you can't walk, sponsor someone who does. Call Project Concern at 835-6975. 835-6975. With your help, Saturday, May 13th is going to be a day to remember.
Sponsor sheets are also available at Down Home Music, All Third Stone Musics, Electric Fetus, and Positively 4th Street. Welcome to the KQ All Night Album Replay. We're doing 5 albums. The first one, Jimmy Buffett's Son of a Sailor, the band's Stage Fright, Genesis, and then there were 3, Robert Palmer's Snake and Sally Through the Alley, and Bad Company's first album, simply entitled Bad Company. Jimmy Buffett's Son of a Sailor, side 1, last 15 minutes, 48 seconds. The song in order are the title track, Son of a Sailor, then Fool Button, The Last Line, Livingston Saturday Night, and Cheeseburger in Paradise. Side 1 of Jimmy Buffett's Son of a Sailor, lasting 15 minutes, 48 seconds. We'll begin in just a few short seconds so you can get your tape recorders going.
The KQ Classic Album Hour comes your way every Saturday night, and this weekend we've selected Led Zeppelin and Houses of the Holy. Probably have a fresh copy for you, and we'll be tracking that through from side to side Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Introducing Blues and Boogie Night at the Prom every Wednesday, featuring great groups and 50-cent draft beer. Wednesday, May 10th from 8:30 to 12:30, it's Montana Star with a $1.50 cover.
Side 2 lasts 26 minutes, 36 seconds, the exact running time of Side 1. It has six cuts, beginning with Deep in the Mother Lode, Many Too Many, Scene from a Night's Dream, Say It's All Right, Joe, The Lady Lies, and Follow You, Follow Me. Side 2, running time once again, 26 minutes, 36 seconds. Genesis, and Then There Were Three on the KQ All Night Album Replay. Genesis, and Then There Were Three, Side 2, on the KQ All Night Album Replay. Lasted 26 minutes, 36 seconds. Hope you enjoyed it. Coming up next, Bad Company, and their very first album entitled Bad Company. Well, next week on the All Night Album Replay, we've got four fine albums selected for you, too. And I believe you'll really enjoy them. Faces and Not As Good As a Wink, Leon Russell, Will O' the Wisp, Joni Mitchell, classic For the Roses, and Atlanta Rhythm Section with their latest album, Champagne Jam. We'll be tracking those all the way through, each of them for you, beginning next Sunday night at 12:30. KQ Research Cards are now available at Northern Lights and the Music Factory. So the next time you buy an album, why not fill out one of the cards, and then you can help us program the music that you'd like to hear. You'll get a call in a couple weeks following filling out that card, and we'll ask you a few questions about your music tastes. The Minnesota Kicks tipped the Dallas Tornadoes 2-1 yesterday afternoon in the Kicks' home season opener at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington. Tim Twelman and Ace Nesolongo scored Minnesota's goals as more than 36,000 fans watched. The victory enabled the Kicks to tie Colorado for third place in the National Conference's Central Division with 18 points. The crowd of 36,057 set a new home opening attendance record for the Kicks. Elsewhere in sports action, Mike Cubbage, Rod Carew, and Butch Weiniger knocked in 10 runs among them as the Minnesota Twins cracked 18 hits and defeated the Baltimore Orioles 15-9 yesterday at Baltimore. Cubbage collected two singles, a double and triple, and knocked in four runs. Carew had two singles and a sacrifice fly to bring in three runs, and Weiniger socked four singles and a sacrifice fly to drive in three runs. Minnesota scored four runs in the top of the first off losing pitcher Jim Palmer on four walks, an RBI single by Cubbage, a sacrifice fly by Weiniger, and three Oriole errors. In the second, Minnesota made it 6-0 on Willie Norwood's double, Carew's sacrifice fly, and a triple by Cubbage that knocked out Palmer. The Orioles cut the margin to 6-2 in the bottom of the second on Ken Singleton's home run and an RBI grounder by Terry Crowley. The Twins added three more runs in the third on an RBI single by Bob Randall and a two-run single by Carew to make it 9-2. Kathy Williams and Julie Gumlia led the University of Minnesota women's golf team to the Minnesota Invitational team title yesterday at the University Golf Course. Williams and Gumlia each shot 165 totals for the 36-hole tournament. They finished two shots ahead of Iowa State's Rachel Riker. The defending champion Gophers had a team total of 679. Nebraska was second with 705. Pacific News Service is reporting that cancer may become one of America's top political issues in the near future. PNS says that even now, the potential cancer constituency is vast. The disease, the new service says, strikes one in every four Americans and kills almost 400,000 annually. PNS says that the scientific community now accepts the belief that up to 90% of human cancer is environmentally caused and is not, as was formerly thought, the result of a virus that could be isolated and cured. According to one labor leader, Tony Mizaki, if 90% is environmentally induced, then 90% could be prevented. Mizaki is the vice president of the 200,000-member Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union, and PNS says a vigorous fighter to bring cancer to the political forefront. According to the news service, candidates of the future, instead of running on the usual platforms of stopping inflation, unemployment, or the arms race, will probably campaign on a platform of stopping or reducing cancer risks. India's famed Taj Mahal is being eaten up by pollution, according to an Indian government building protection committee. The committee said the combined efforts of two power plants, 250 iron foundries, and a railroad yard in the monument's vicinity were producing brown and yellowy streaks across the marble walls of the Taj. The 300-year-old building, often called the most beautiful structure in the world, was built as an eternal monument to a king's love for his wife. The government committee said all 250 foundries and the power plants should be moved elsewhere. The government of Jamaica is reportedly seriously considering the production of marijuana for export. High Times magazine says that Jamaica's Prime Minister Michael Manley admitted during a recent Washington interview that the export of Jamaican weed presents a tempting solution to that nation's serious balance of payment problems. Manley reportedly acknowledged that current United Nations sanctions against international pot trading are a stumbling block. However, Jamaican officials predicted that a change in those sanctions may be less than 5 years away. Prime Minister Manley, in 1975, ordered the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to halt the indiscriminate destruction of Jamaica's marijuana plantations. A former FBI agent has told 7 Days magazine that many FBI agents, in order to qualify for pay raises, were required to develop a specific number of their own undercover informers. The ex-agent, whose name has been withheld by the magazine, alleges that this quota system caused many agents to simply make up files on fictitious informers who didn't exist. The former agent claims that while he was assigned to the LA FBI office, each agent in the office was expected to cultivate at least 5 undercover contacts. According to this ex-agent, agents may...